just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Welcome, my friends, another edition of The Flip Side on the way for this Wednesday, April the 25th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, I guess the two big news stories today was the FOMC minutes that came out this morning, and what looks to be like the Supreme Court giving its blessing to Arizona's show me your papers law. Well, the day wasn't without incident. Prior to the announcement of the minutes this morning, it was interesting to watch the action in the metals. And although many of the analysts said they didn't expect to hear anything earth-shattering coming out of the Fed minutes, that didn't stop obviously, some wild rumors about whether there was quantitative easing language in the minutes. And apparently this was leaked early this morning, and it gave J.P. Morgan the opportunity to hammer silver lower by a dollar. I will have the numbers for you after this.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow.
They say that anger is just love disappointed. They say that love is just a state of mind. But all this fighting over who is anointed. Oh, how can people be so blind?
Welcome back to the flip side. Well, between the time that the minutes came out and Ben Bernanke had taken a few questions in his press conference, it became apparent that quantitative easing is still on the table. Gold recovered to close up $2.80 at $16.45. Likewise for silver, after being down over a dollar, closed down 12 cents at $30.81. Platinum closed higher by $8 at $15.59. Palladium or $5 at $6.67. The statements in the press conference also gave a boost to the Dow, sticking at over 13,000, up 89 points at 13,090. Apple shares surged $50, saving the NASDAQ, it closing up 68 points at 3,029. U.S. dollar flat on the day, dollar index at 79.06, crude oil closing just shy of $104, which is kind of amazing considering so many reports coming out that Iran is heading back to the negotiating table on its nuclear program. And even a bit of a bright spot today, miners. XAU closing up 315 points at 164.22. Well, let's just say Bill Flickenstein summed it up quite well today after watching Ben Bernanke. And his statements about Europe, he says the Fed idiots are wrong again. He says, let's take a step back for a second. Who are these people at the Federal Reserve? They are the same idiots that never saw anything coming in 2008. So whatever they think they see, or whatever they want to talk about, is meaningless because they're probably wrong about what they think. For this 5 minutes, they think the economy is okay, and it isn't. They seem to think Europe's kind of okay, and it's not. So the next thing you know, they will have to realize they are not so right about being sanguine, and then they will have to do a U-turn. How's that any different from what we've seen in the last decade? They basically said today, we are going to keep doing what we've been doing because we think it's working and we don't think we have to do much anymore. And then when he comes out in his press conference, Bernanke says, but if we have to, we will. So now if the economic data hits them over the head or Europe goes down the rat hole, when that happens, I should say they'll do something. Meanwhile, they are patting themselves on the back for the great job they've done so far. The fact of the matter is, Europe is a basket case. The world is slowing down. And the U.S. was artificially aided by statistical seasonal adjustments. It's not as good as they think in the U.S. They believe the data, and they are wrong. It's going to get worse. Bernanke also said that inflation was under control. And for the record, the CPI is a ridiculous measure of inflation with all the substitution and adjustments they make and the rest of the stuff. The inflation matrix is a joke. So put everything aside. We all know what they're going to do. This is no big secret except for the people at CNBC. The Fed is going to ease. The economy is suspect at best in the U.S. And I'm convinced the more I listen to some of the speeches that various Fed governors make, I have to agree with Finkelstein. These people are idiots. They know nothing. Let's not forget, these are the same people that were the cause of the problem. So it just amazes me how we get so consumed wanting to know what these idiots think about the current state of the economy. Why do we care that they currently think that they are so smart and that everything is okay? You know, given the amount of easing that we've had and the size of the fiscal stimulus, America should be experiencing a boom. Yet, being a realist, we look at it and the economy has hardly improved a blip. And the reason why the economy hasn't improved, because it's broken. And guess who broke it? The Fed. So it was pretty much a another one of those great expectations days that failed to deliver on all counts. I guess nobody paid any attention to GDP figures that came out of the United Kingdom this morning, which once again indicates another slowing in second quarter GDP, which means they've officially entered into their double dip recession. So much for their austerity plan and cutting taxes. Doesn't seem as though that worked out too well for them. Well, we have got a couple of months to wait for the next FOMC meeting. But one guy the feds can't bamboozle is old curmudgeons like Richard Russell. He says what we are witnessing right now is just merely the calm before the storm. This is what Richard Russell said about a month ago. Technically, both the U.S. and Europe are dead broke, and their GDPs would have to run wild on the upside to make the debt-to-GDP ratio more acceptable. How will it end? Well, history says it's going to end badly.
My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Let's not forget this as we discuss Ben Bernanke's delusional speech today. And judging by the minutes, the rest of the delusionals at the Federal Reserve. Because if things were as great as they would want to make us believe, then you have to ask yourself, why is it that central banks around the world are accumulating gold reserves? As we pointed out yesterday, the IMF announced that a number of nations with large foreign exchange reserves and exposure to the dollar and the euro have been increasing their gold holdings. Mexico has recently raised its gold holdings by 122.6 tons. Why would Mexico be buying gold? Are they concerned about the dollar? Could say the same thing for Turkey. It added 11.5 metric tons. Kazakhstan added 4.3 metric tons. Ukraine, 1.2 tons. Belarus Ukraine, the Czech Republic. And the reason central banks are expanding reserves is for one very good reason: concerns about the dollar and the euro. It's pretty apparent that the increasing realization among central bankers that gold today is less of a risky alternative to most paper currencies. And a recent survey showed that the majority of central bank reserve managers were very favorable towards gold. As a matter of fact, 71% of those central bank managers that were polled said gold was a more attractive investment than it had been at the start of last year. Central banks added 439.7 tons of gold to their reserves last year. That's the most in almost five decades. So someone besides James Turk, Richard Russell, Mark Farber, Jim Rogers, et al. Know what is going on. And then just to throw a cat amongst the pigeons, we also have that... little thing called a presidential election coming up in a few months. And we all know that the job of the Federal Reserve is to goose the pump before the election. I did happen to catch Mitt Romney's speech last night that was obviously warmly embraced by all the usual neoconservative suspects on Fox News as a defining speech of the front runner. Now, you're going to be hearing this word more and more because it's pretty evident to me what Romney's campaign is going to be. It's going to be journalism.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
People smile and tell me I'm everyone. And we just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. And everything will bring a chain of love. Till the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything is gonna be alright. Seems as though a month ago I was beta guy, never got high, or was a sorry guy. And I'll smile and face a girl that shares my name. Now I'm through with the game. Spoil never be the same. And even though
welcome
we ain't
back,
got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. And everything will bring a chain of love. Oh,
well, it's been interesting to watch the interest shown today in what the Supreme Court had to say about Arizona's Show Me Your Papers ruling. And it seems as though there's a consensus that most of the justices are going to support Arizona's, what is it, S-1070 ruling. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky. Because most people in Arizona, especially on the conservative side, were
in full support of S-1070, because if you believe Jan Brewer, this will go a long way in helping Arizona deal with its illegal immigration problem. Now, I've said this ever since 1070 came into being. Be careful what you wish for. Because ultimately, my friends, if the justices affirm Arizona's right to institute 1070, it'll be picked up by many other states. And ultimately, what that's going to lead to, without question, is a national ID card. Because now police officers, if they pull you over, have the power to question you about your legal status in America. Now, I know not many people drive around with their birth certificates or their passports. But if you are pulled over and for whatever reason you are asked about your immigration status and you cannot produce enough documented evidence to the nice police officer there and then, he has the power to arrest you and keep you incarcerated until such time as you can prove your innocence. In other words, it's... you are guilty of being in violation of immigration law until you can prove your innocence. And this is just another step along the slippery road to a full-blown police state. And I'm amazed how so many alleged conservatives are willing to go along that road. Once again, looking to government from protection from another boogeyman. I mean, the last time the government created a boogeyman, look what you ended up with. You ended up with the Patriot Act, which has done more to destroy freedoms in America than any so-called terrorist organization. But I suppose when you look at it in the big picture, the powers that be within the U.S. government knew they could create a boogeyman and that Americans, by and large, would buy into the concept. I guess they learned a very valuable lesson from Waco. And don't tell me they didn't take note of the fact that if you can demonize a group of people with a compliant media, you could kill U.S. citizens and suffer no repercussions. Even thinking back to the events leading up to the burning of the compound in Waco, notable conservative talk show hosts were complicit in demonizing the branch divisions as some whacked out religious cult. Rush Limbaugh jumps to mind. He never saw the Branch Davidians as being singled out by the government for demonization. And so, with the demise of the other boogeyman, the Soviet Union, the CIA and the U.S. government had to create a replacement for the Soviet boogeyman. And they went back to the playbook that had already been written called Operation Northwoods, where the Pentagon had planned on hijacking a U.S. cruise liner, killing all the passengers and blaming it on Cuba as a pretense for an invasion of Cuba. They had a few test runs before they pulled the big one, however, Oklahoma City. If you remember back, Oklahoma City, initially before Timothy McVeigh was designated the fall guy, it was blamed on Saddam Hussein and a secretive Iraqi movement in Oklahoma City. And then came the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. Another CIA a sanctioned event. But through all these events, they hadn't managed to get people riled up enough to pass the Patriot Act. And then came September the 11th. And within weeks, the most draconian piece of legislation ever to be passed by so-called freedom-loving congressmen and senators came into being. And it not only created a massive windfall for the military-industrial complex in and of itself, it created another giant government behemoth called the Department of Homeland Security. So what are we going to do with this huge government bureaucracy when we no longer have to fear that terrorist boogeyman Al-Qaeda or other Muslim extremists? Well, it's interesting to note that some statements coming out of the State Department today saying that the war on terror is over. Well, if the war on terror against Muslims is over, It just stands to reason that another boogeyman has to be created in order to justify the existence of the Department of Homeland Security and its Viper teams. I don't know, call me a conspiratorialist if you will. But I see the statements coming out of the Supreme Court today as just being a setup and giving states a reason to implement their own versions of SB 1070. And I'm sure there's a large contingent of people out there saying, well, I don't mind. I carry a driver's license. I wouldn't mind carrying a national government ID. I wouldn't have problems producing my ID if asked to prove who I am. Oh, really? Well, when they implement a national ID card, there's a lot of things that you can do today that you won't be able to do when that is implemented, because you're going to have a national ID card if you want to open up a bank account, if you want to rent a car, if you want to rent a movie, if you... All those things that you take for granted living in the land of the free will all be thrown out the window. And as usual, all couched in the same fuzzy language of protecting you and making you safer. It is, without question, interesting times we are living in. I know it's very confusing out there dealing with not only what's going on financially, but also what's going on politically. But I think today's statements are pretty conclusive in my mind. And there's only been really one guy that's been more outspoken more often about America, the police state, and that's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And so it was with interest today... I found out that he has now put together his own website, easy one to find, called paulcraigroberts.org. And I think his latest article is a must-read for everybody. It's called The Fish Rots from the Head. And he deals with trials that are taking place in America.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
They fought the longest war in America. In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Paul Craig Roberts answers a great question in How Liberty Was Lost. When did things begin going wrong in America? From the beginning, answer some. English colonists themselves, under the thumb of a king, exterminated American Indians and stole their land, as did late 18th and 19th century Americans. Over the course of three centuries, the native inhabitants of America were dispossessed, just as Israelis have been driving Palestinians off their land since 1948. But let's not bring that up on Israel's 64th celebration of independence. But the bottom line is this, as Paul Craig Roberts says, demonization always plays a role. The Indians were savages and the Palestinians are terrorists. Any country that can control the explanation of who the boogeyman is can get away with evil. And so you can find some of Paul Craig Roberts' thinking on his website at paulcraigroberts.org. A great addition to my bookmark selections, I might add. And I would be remiss in not offering you this on this day of Ben Bernanke's speech and we still have AU Morgan dollars available from Republic Trading Group and we're going to knock $100 off. So for $3,500, which includes shipping, you can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. That's $3,500 AU Morgans. And you better start thinking about becoming your own central bank and do what the other central banks are doing. Now, whenever you get any pullback in prices, take advantage of them. Add to your stash. Anyway, my friends, stand by. Coming up top of the hour, Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you. Bye.